This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for us to review the charts for the week of May 19th to the 23rd here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. The review from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all about the things that will engage your brain or have engaged your brain over this past week. The usual scandals, the usual aggression, the usual politics, the usual hackers. And then there are a couple of things in here that I think will be worth Michael's time and our time together to discuss, because there are a couple of interesting sort of twists and turns, as there is in any week where there's good conversation. Michael, agreed?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's all interesting. I think it's all worth our time. Otherwise, why have it?
I do it.
Yeah. I'll tell you something, Doug. Most of this is not worth our time. So let the people talk about it. Let's go out for a cup of coffee. I mean, the thing that's so beautiful about talk radio, and you and I have had this conversation almost every week now for decades and then beyond, is that it is a passing parade. And it does change, and it does evolve, and it's full of soap operas and twists in the human condition, and no clear-cut answers, but lots and lots of questions. And every time you open a door, it leads to other doors. It's pretty exciting. Should we go through the top 10?
Why not? I think that'd be an excellent idea. I wouldn't have thought I could come up with a better idea myself, Michael.
Okay, well then let's do it. At number 10, we have Mark Cuban's comments about prejudice and also the NBA and NHL playoff action. Lots of sports stuff that leaks into the general conversation. The NFL painkiller suit at number 9. At number 8, Thai military coup and NSA data mining policy. At number 7, we have U.S. versus Chinese hackers. At number 6, the 2016 presidential race and primary Super Tuesday. At number 5, we have a record number of Americans on disability. That's kind of interesting. Global warming controversy at number 4. Russian military aggression at number 3. Number 2 is the continued criticism of Obamacare. And the top topic of the week is the VA hospitals scandal.
Here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
As the temperatures rise this grilling season, focus on flavor to take your backyard barbecue to a whole new level. Renowned judge on the barbecue circuit, sauce expert, and Kansas City native Artie Davis says that amping up distinct flavors of grilled food should happen three ways: before, during, and after grilling.
Adding flavor to grilled foods doesn't stop with a marinade. Flavor layering should continue during grilling itself, from wood chips, flanks, sauces, or seasonings applied while cooking, and with finishing sauces applied after the food is removed from the heat.
Davis's favorite way to add flavor is with KC Masterpiece, which is celebrating 35 years of delivering authentic barbecue taste with a new limited edition anniversary blend called Kansas City Classic, made with real sugar and rich dark molasses. For recipes and tips from Davis, visit kcmasterpiece.com or track the KC Masterpiece food truck by following @KC Masterpiece on Twitter for free samples of the sauce inside select markets.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox, first pound, free.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
I'm concerned about our own government spying on us. We should all be worried. In today's high-tech world, government has the ability to watch us through our computers, phones, cars, and buses, through traffic and security cameras at airports and on our streets, through heat scanners and drones, through smart utility meters, and in hundreds of other ways. Officials can photograph our mail, track the locations of our phones and cars, and sometimes even remotely activate microphones and cameras. The excuse for all this spying is that it makes us safer. But does it? We ought to look through the lens of liberty and realize that the real danger is losing our freedom.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I don't think that we always all agree that there's one. We have to pick one. That's one of the hard jobs you have at Talkers Magazine. You got to pick one. I would think that were I doing it, I'd have 1A, 1B, 1C. See, I think that NSA, the story about the mining of our information and the Chinese being arrested or not arrested. Well, they kind of they're indicted. And then you think about what we're doing in our country. I don't know who's taking this approach, but it certainly is an approach we're thinking about. I guess I do know who's taking it because I came up with it, and I've been thinking, you know, this whole business about my country, right or wrong, the do or die, all of that stuff. At some point, we have to look at that with a raised eyebrow and wonder out loud whether or not this isn't hypocrisy. We're going after Chinese for doing the same thing that our NSA does in triplicate. Am I right or not?
Well, are you right that we're doing the same
thing? Or maybe not right, but is it when you put it together?
I mean, you brought up a wide philosophical spectrum there about my country right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Where do you draw the line? What you're basically asking is where does the individual draw the line in blindly supporting their country's policy and being critical of their country without being traitorous?
Uh-huh.
And that is something that's a concept, that's a conundrum. That's a balance that goes back to the beginning of time. It happens in families. You know, when do you support your family and when do you not? And you know, the old thing, you know, don't say anything against the family. This is something we're all faced with. And the key is to try to, you know, have goodwill. And you want your country to be on the right side.
Absolutely.
Of the issue.
Yes, you know? Absolutely you want the country to be on the right side. But more and more, it seems that we are overrun with hypocrites.
Well, we're also overrun. We're also overrun with a concept called what's in the best national interest. Sometimes under the guise of, you know, worrying about national interests, we forget about principles and a higher level of ideology. And, you know, we all grew up as children in this country thinking that America stood for, you know, the American way, justice.
Truth. Remember, it was Superman. He stood for truth, justice, and the look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. And then you run through
that. That's what he stood for, and that's what America stood for. And then you learn that then there's this thing called national interests.
Mm-hmm.
And we are selective about whose justice, whose freedom, whose rights we're concerned about. And, you know, oftentimes I've said to you on this program, one of the problems I see is that we seek victory without seeking truth, that it's no longer even a matter of finding truth. It's, you know, we don't want the Chinese to beat us. Mm-hmm. And because they're Chinese and we're American,
right?
And you know, the heck with everything else, and then we're really no better than anybody else, and maybe we never were. Everybody else wasn't as bad as we make them. Maybe we just have to constantly reshuffle the philosophical deck and analyze where we stand as individuals, and then where we stand collectively. And this is all part of what talk radio could be doing. Unfortunately, a lot of it is not. It's preaching to choirs, and it's we're right, they're wrong, they're bad, we're good, we're victims, they're perpetrators, and that creates a certain mindlessness, and it sets the stage for tyranny. And
How else would you describe this is Memorial Day weekend? We're doing the countdown. We do it every week of the year, 52 weeks of the year. Michael and I get together to go over the charts for the previous week. This happens to be the week ending May 23rd. The VA hospital scandal, as Michael said, was number one. Why are we having this problem? What is there, especially this week, that would bring us around to understand how many of those who we celebrate, because that's really what Memorial Day is about. We celebrate the lives of the soldiers who have been lost in protecting our country's interests. Now, there are at least 124, 125 this year alone, according to the VA's own records, who have died not in service to this country, but because of being in service to this country, and things that have bothered them, hurt them, that couldn't get treated by an agency that's bloated, overrun. You could use that to, I suppose, describe any of the federal agencies. But at this point, it seems to me, and maybe this is an age thing, that these people deserve our full and fair and just attention, and they do not get it.
Well, we're doing something about it. We're talking about it.
What are we doing about it? We've been talking about it. It happened during Bush's administration. It started, you could argue, in the Clinton years, maybe even before that.
No, it's a long-term problem. But I'm simply saying is that at least we're talking about it. It would really be bad if we weren't talking about it, and for many years we never did.
Yeah.
And you talk about hypocrisy. You know, we celebrate the military, but we only do so on a very superficial level.
Right.
Haven't treated the returning troops very well since World War II.
Mm-mm. No, we clap and we acknowledge and we say to people meaningless phrases like thanks for your service. You think most of the people that are in the service when they hear that think it means anything? It's not. It's just a vacant phrase that for the most part means nothing. You may be sincere in offering it, but do you really think the soldiers take that seriously? I mean, it's nice to hear probably. But who takes it seriously?
I don't know how to answer that. I think they do take it seriously. As to whether or not they should think it's sincere, that's a whole other issue.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it sincere?
Yeah.
Is it meant by the people who offer it?
Sincere, but I think they take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, what, you know, that means that every soldier believes that nobody cares.
I think a lot of soldiers...
Look at the level of depression.
Well, why would you have... Exactly. Why would you have an opinion that was different than that, knowing how many suicides there have been and how many people are being mistreated at the hands of the injustices of the country that they served willingly? They didn't get drafted. They said, I'll go serve.
Correct. So what is your point? That they're all...
My point is that they are being misled in all too many cases, as to how they will be handled. And if they make too much noise about it, there are streams of examples of people who have been thrown out because they were whistleblowers. They've been dishonorably discharged and get no services and no pension.
So do you believe that all these ads you see on TV, you know, be all you can be, you know, I'm learning a trade, I'm seeing the world, I'm becoming a man, I'm becoming a woman, I'm serving my country, you know, all of these advertisements for recruitment, you believe that they're all totally, completely misleading?
I don't think that you can ever say all to anything like this, but I think we have plenty to answer for when it comes to what we expect from these people and what actually are the results of their work, their labor. And I think that means that needs some more examination. We'll pause for a moment or two. Michael Harrison here as we count down the top hits in the world of talk radio.
time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the conversational charts in the news talk radio world, the so-called political talk radio world. I guess it might be info talk, whatever. There is a lot of interesting and good talk in different channels, but because these things are all of interest and import when it comes to current events, that's really the focus that Michael and his team have. You can go to Talkers Magazine at talkers.com to get the list, headlines, stories, et cetera, about things that are going on in the business. That's what a lot of people love to do. Before we get into some sort of side stories about some of these issues, Michael, let's go through the people list. You've gone through the stories from 10 to number 1. Let's go through the people that are on your list of researched individuals who seem to be top of mind this past week.
Yeah, the most talked about people. At number 10, we have Mark Cuban. At number 9, John Kerry. John Boehner at 8. Eric Holder at 7. Mitch McConnell at 6. Number 5, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Paul Ryan, and Jeb Bush, all tied at number 5. Number 4, Hillary Clinton. Number 3, Vladimir Putin. Eric Shinseki is at number 2, tied in with the VA scandal. And number 1 is Barack Obama, tied in with everything.
Well, isn't he always?
He's involved with everything.
Yeah. All right, so let's go to number 10, Mark Cuban, and the prejudice comments that seem to have made it toward the end of the week a very, very compelling conversation. Not only in the news talk radio world, but also sports talk radio, because it involved the shadow that is presented by Mr. Sterling and his ownership of the team and what other entities and other sports ought to be looking at. And then basically coming down to the fabric and fiber of all of us, Michael. If I said to you, would you admit to being completely without prejudice? How can you be, as a human being, without prejudice? Who is that person?
Well, prejudice means that you judge things based upon past experience, mm-hmm. as does discrimination means that you pick and choose what you do based upon your knowledge and your history. If you like apples and you don't like pears, you're prejudiced. You've already made your mind up that right. you're not going to have a pear salad. You're going to have an apple salad. Mm-hmm. So part of human intelligence depends upon a certain amount of prejudice and discrimination. The problem is, you know, when you start to play semantics, you lose sight of the issue. Of course we're all prejudiced. Of course we all discriminate. I mean, what Mark Cuban is saying is the obvious, The problem is, do we do so to hurt people? And do we, you know, like a racist. Everybody's a racist now. If you say a disparaging remark, you're a racist. It doesn't mean that you're a racist. A racist means that you think your race is inherently superior to the others, and it is in your interest and your race's interest to do everything you can to keep the other one down.
Well, let's take the case of the two radio hosts who got fired in Rochester this week for making fun of a city employee who had a transgender operation that was paid for by the city. There's one issue there. They didn't spend much time on it. Instead, they poked fun at people who had done the operation or had it done, and as a result of that, the graphic nature of the conversation got them fired.
The woman simply said, and I'm not defending her, but she said that people that do that are nutcases.
Yeah.
She called them nuts.
Yeah.
And the station let her go.
Yeah.
Let them go. They fired them and made a statement that we do not stand behind these hateful remarks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the story says it all, doesn't it?
It really does. That's why Stern went, Adam Carolla went, and many other people who were controversial, but you had a huge following. But the big companies can't stomach losing advertising revenue and protests and stuff, so they give in.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's their right to do that too.
Yes, it is.
It's you know, people think free speech is the freedom to say whatever you want in anybody's soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
The person that owns the soapbox, it's their free speech, not yours.
Right. It's not free, in essence. All right, Michael Harrison, fascinating conversation as usual here as we look at the top 10 topics from Talkers Magazine.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
33 after the hour now, as we sing through or work through, I can't imagine. Hello. Interesting. We sing the top 10. Michael Harrison and I'm Doug Steffen, here every week to go through the top stories, some of the ancillary stories, the subject matter, people and their whims. And so I wonder if we could, if you've never probably thought, but there are countdown shows that focus on music. So why can't we do the charts? We could sing Mark Cuban. Dun, 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 dun.
Yeah, but, you know, we don't sing as nicely as the as people like Bruno Mars. Nobody would listen. I mean, nobody listens anyway, but this way we have a chance.
Please, what are you talking about?
Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you don't have to sing, that we don't live in an opera or an operetta and have to sing everything? Can you imagine if the world was like that? You and I wouldn't have jobs.
NSA. NSA.
You know, it's funny how you go to the theater and you suspend disbelief. You know, operas are amazing. Everybody sings, and you start to think that's normal. Mm-hmm. You know, we could have evolved that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we could. It's really amazing how we take for granted the norms, the patterns that we get into as culture. But there's so many other ways it could go, and yet may go. And one of the frustrations about evolving into the future, we all want to see the human race evolve, but we become so connected, so dependent on the culture that we grow up in, that we actually feel that anything that changes it is foreign and, you know, inhospitable and anti-human, and we cling to the things that we know.
Yeah. And what we know often is based on what's reported in the so-called news media.
Yeah.
And we have all kinds of problems with that one way or the other. All right, let's
A lot of the problems we talked about earlier, about my country right or wrong,
mm-hmm.
a lot of that comes from bad journalism, where the journalists don't provide us with the right amount of information so that we can make valid judgments as to being true to our own conscience.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens because the people that are going to the schools are limiting what is being discussed. It's all one-sided. You see that, in a way, handled pretty obviously when how many commencement speakers this year were wiped out because of protests by profs and some of their students. And it wasn't a large number, but enough to affect whether Condoleezza Rice, for example, decided to speak. Then there was another a speaker, and I'm trying to remember who it was, who came upon the scene at the last minute because somebody had been chastised enough not to want to go to do the commencement address, and it was something that was minor infraction, but yet students got onto the bandwagon, and some profs did, and so like about 40 people were responsible for killing the presentation, and I can't remember the fellow was controversial, but I don't remember who it was. And then another fellow stood in for him and managed to rip the school a new one, basically saying how foolish they were to allow the majority of students to allow a few malcontents and a few profs that probably shouldn't be on the campus anyway because they aren't probably very good profs. This guy's the president of a school. He took over for the fellow who wasn't going to show up and or who couldn't show up or felt he couldn't show up. And he spent his whole commencement address denigrating people for shouting down everybody's right to speak his or her mind and for taking away the opportunity that people had to listen to this person and his or her point of view. And that's going on. That's what's on the radio. That's what's on the whole business about what is politically correct is a mania in our country.
Yeah, it is. And it stands in the way of progress and free speech. And it doesn't mean that everybody should be going around hurting people and that prejudice and that, insulting and hate speech is a good thing. It's just that we have to be a little bit more judicious in our selection of words and describing it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just, everything is hate.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't hate you. I just disagree with you.
That's
hate.
Right.
I'm just being, when criticism becomes hate, then all conversation comes to a halt and all thinking comes to a halt.
Right.
That's the point.
I get email, you probably do every week, people who don't like my point of view. You should be off the radio. I'm calling the station and telling them to get you off. You don't know what you're talking about. Really? That's the way to handle it? Get me off the station. And I'm not even a controversial host. Imagine what is said in the name of right or wrong when it comes to the political talk hosts, the ones that are well known, especially whether they're national or regional
or local.
Well,
that's the biggest threat facing our field at the moment, mm-hmm. is intolerance for controversy.
Right.
And controversy is what built talk radio in the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
Controversy is the foundation of freedom. It's the foundation of the marketplace of ideas. It's the foundation of journalism. So we have to, we cannot, lose our stomach for controversy as a society, or we'll all be in peaceful, blissful, total tyranny. And it's a very dangerous syndrome, very dangerous indeed.
Talkers Magazine, located at talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is and Talkers Television. Every year, for as long as I can remember, Talkers has had a presence in June with an event. It's a one-day event that will take place, I believe, the 20th of June this year.
Yeah.
And one of the things that's going on there, I'm going to have you go through some of the events, but I noticed that Joyce Kaufman, who has been on the radio in Southern Florida for a long time, is going to get the Humanitarian of the Year Award. And I thought maybe you would like to talk about the event itself and some of the things that are going on and how some of these awards, how you not necessarily arrive at who gets them, but, there are fewer and fewer people doing this for a living, so it's harder and harder to find the good ones to get the awards. Is that
right? We have to find bad ones now.
Bad ones.
We find ones that are less bad.
Uh-huh.
Right. But with Joyce Kaufman getting the award, there are a lot of people who hate her.
Really?
They think that she's the anti-humanitarian because they disagree with some of her controversial positions. And I say to them, well, how much money have you raised for homeless veterans in the last year? I've got a number of letters from people who disagree with her politics. So, she's a hateful, horrible woman.
I don't even know her. I've known who she is for years. I used to work in South Florida in the 80s, for heaven's sakes, and she was on the air then. I can't tell you. I remember what her politics are.
Well, she's basically right wing, and that's fine. I mean, you know me. We support right, we support left, we support middle, because I don't think anybody is a demon. I think all of these are an actual part of a healthy discussion in a healthy country. But basically, the Humanitarian of the Year award is to a radio broadcaster who has demonstrated outstanding community service. Charities, helping people, raising money, standing up for the disenfranchised, going on walks and marches and raising consciousness. And
who are some of the previous winners of this award?
Boomer Esiason for his help for childhood diseases.
Yeah.
We gave the award to Dr. Joy Brown and Dr. Laura Schlesinger for work that they've done with numerous charities over the years.
Right.
Sean Hannity won it for having concerts to help the families of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Madison had it for going to Africa and helping feed starving people in the Sudan. It's an award for community and for people service.
Yeah.
Something that a lot of radio stations and networks have forgotten is part of what makes radio great.
Mm-hmm.
Be a hero. We have the Freedom of Speech Award. We haven't announced who's getting that one yet. That's somebody who has done something to further awareness, consciousness, the operation of the First Amendment. You know how I feel about the First Amendment.
I do.
Far as the event is concerned, I don't think that I don't want anybody to think that I'm promoting it because it's not open to the public. It's a small annual event for people in the radio business. So when you say I want to talk about the event and it's June 20th, it sounds like a invitation for a plug. It's not a plug. We're talking about it purely from the standpoint that the listeners might be interested in what's going on behind the scenes in the business.
Well, they get that by going to talkers.com,
right.
Which is now the website where you can find the info that we're talking about. Talkers Magazine is in there, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all kinds of industry news about what, in some cases, is a very important star nationally. Some of the local folks also get a lot of attention. It's all about the biz. And I think we ought to focus on it a little bit here because there is a controversy about, you were talking about Joan being a right of center host. Is she doing that, or is she more popular because she is right of center versus those who are left, who seem to be those numbers, the people who are doing the left liberal talk radio seem to be falling by the wayside in any number of markets, any number of ways. I think we ought to talk about that in a moment. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join the Good Day Gang and enjoying some BuzzBox coffee, and let's make a difference one cup at a time. We need at least 1,000 listeners who love coffee to join in helping us buy some dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision, and also to support my Eastleigh Farm. Good Day coffee drinkers will change lives of people around the globe forever. To get the best of the best coffee you've ever tasted, it's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and more, go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. The first pound of coffee is free.
This Tuesday, it's the premiere of NBC's new medical drama, The Night Shift.
He seems an Army Ranger, battlefield doc.
He's a hero, driven to save everyone but himself.
I keep having these dreams. I keep reliving that moment.
Let me help you.
But how can she heal the man who broke her heart?
I can't stop thinking about it.
The Night Shift premieres Tuesday at 10, 9 central after the premiere of America's Got Talent on NBC.
As the temperatures rise this grilling season, focus on flavor to take your backyard barbecue to a whole new level. Renowned judge on the barbecue circuit, sauce expert, and Kansas City native Artie Davis says that amping up distinct flavors of grilled food should happen three ways: before, during, and after grilling.
Adding flavor to grilled foods doesn't stop with a marinade. Flavor layering should continue during grilling itself, from wood chips, planks, sauces, or seasonings applied while cooking, and with finishing sauces applied after the food is removed from the heat.
Davis's favorite way to add flavor is with KC Masterpiece, which is celebrating 35 years of delivering authentic barbecue taste with a new limited edition anniversary blend called Kansas City Classic, made with real sugar and rich dark molasses. For recipes and tips from Davis, visit KCMasterpiece.com or track the KC Masterpiece food truck by following @KC Masterpiece on Twitter for free samples of the sauce in select markets.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has two times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same to your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston.
Attention mesothelioma cancer patients and families. The clock is ticking for you to receive your fair share of the billions of dollars in settlement money still available to victims of first-hand and second-hand exposure to asbestos. Don't wait. Call the nation's leading mesothelioma experts right now and find out how much you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like your choice of two guitar stands or wall hooks for $10, or two pairs of Vader drumsticks for $5, or three sets of Ernie Ball electric guitar strings for $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
All right, Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here reviewing what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, some of the media news, the industry news. We were talking a bit before about politics and the political talk radio programs because that makes up most of what the issue-oriented talk radio shows are doing. They're left of center, right of center. The left isn't doing as well as the right. Hasn't the right used to be happy to say, well, they aren't entertaining. I don't know if that's true or not. I'd rather have your take on the fall of the latest guy, and I don't know if fall is the right way of looking at it. Ed Schultz and I have been friends for a number of years since he was doing a local show in Fargo, and he then became sort of a Limbaugh-ish type representing the left of center. I always thought he was quite a bit of a populist, and I actually thought he was quite good at what he was doing. He's put his foot in his mouth a few times, but who of us who would do this all the time haven't done that? Yet he's quitting. At least he's quitting his Monday through Friday radio gig.
He's going to concentrate his radio efforts on the Internet, sort of the way Glenn Beck has done. And of course, he has a very big platform on MSNBC, which is television. So, Schultz will be okay. He also is a very, very busy guy. And I just think there's more to the story than a failure. I don't have the time to get into all the details, but let's just say in Schultz's case, his leaving terrestrial radio is not a failure. It's a choice, based upon all the elements.
Yeah, because most of the time pretty even-handed. The trouble with a lot of these programs, Michael, is that it becomes instead of issue-oriented discussion, a personality. This is what, here's the conservative that says, this is what Ed Schultz said today. What do you think of that?
To use a cliche, don't get me started. The biggest problem facing liberal talk radio, or progressive talk radio, is really has turned into anti-conservative talk radio. Because we listen to what's said, what we do. I mean, that's why I'm here on this show now talking to you.
Right.
We're counting down the issues per hour monitoring of radio. And the fact is that if progressive talk radio carried out its mission, and that is to help the disadvantaged, to help the persecuted, to help the poor, to help the needy, to help the disabled, just do radio to help people as opposed to put down other radio and other media, you will find a huge audience out there. The reason they don't do that is because Madison Avenue doesn't really want big numbers of poor people. Madison Avenue wants to sell big-time luxury cars, lots of beer to partiers, consumer electronics, and really, really tap into the same audience that liberals have been going after, which is the conservative audience. So conservatives have been preaching to the choir, liberals have been preaching against the choir, but they're going for the same choir, and there are millions of people in this country that need help, and radio is not helping them.
Uh-huh.
It goes back to community service.
Yeah.
And if radio helped poor people, they'd get big ratings.
Yeah. Well, I think you hit the nail on the head. That comes from your years of experience and understanding what's going on in the medium. Talk radio is the medium. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher at Talkers Magazine, a part of Talkers.com. We can check out all the hosts that are on Talkers Radio and Talkers Television as we've looked at all of the important stories this week, as we do every week at this time. Michael, thank you. I'm Doug Steffen.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now, 53 after the hour. Focus still on what's going on in the world of talk radio this week. And in order for us to have an in-depth discussion of some of the legal ramifications of some of the topics that are here front and center, we always invite a gentleman who is the official lawyer. He gets me out of all of the jams. I stick my foot in my mouth, and he gets my foot out of my mouth. Attorney Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. First, let's start with the VA hospital scandal. That's the number one item this week anyway on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. What, if anything, can people who are abridged, their rights have been abridged, what can they really do? Because you can't really sue the government, right?
No, you know, it started out the theory of protecting the government from lawsuits in a theory that's so old it was called sovereign immunity. You couldn't sue the king. However, you know, there is an interesting, very creative way if someone wanted to stretch it. There's a particular federal law called United States Code Section 1983, and it's very, very broad. It's deprivation of civil rights under color of state law or federal law. And here what they could do, because it isn't just a matter of them being negligent in their actions, the kind of cover-ups are malfeasance. And here you could say the civil right that they're talking about is really your right to health care as a VA a VA recipient. So there is, if you wanted to get a creative lawyer out there, I think you could have a very interesting class action, at least to get you into the courts and get your day in court.
Yep. All right. Well, can we look to you as the lead counsel?
Perhaps.
The Chinese hackers, the essence of what we've accused them of doing is what we're doing. And we do it big time. versus whether they are or aren't doing a big time. We went after five low-level military people and looked like, as far as I'm concerned, a bunch of hypocrites. What the heck are we doing here? We're charging them with what we do, never mind to our own people, but we chase around leaders, the heads of state, people who can be accessed as the NSA refines its programs. Who do we think we are?
Well, you know, here's one time where I'm right there with the government on this one, and I think the distinction, the fine distinction, and granted it is a fine line distinction, is that the NSA is doing these for national security purposes.
They're
so not
they
doing
say.
These for profit, and this is something where the Chinese government and the Chinese military are stealing industrial secrets, corporate espionage from our companies.
See,
so
I don't think
there is a distinction.
I think you're full of baloney.
That's all right.
I think that if you don't think that the NSA can be had for a buck by some of these, you look at the campaign finance reform stuff from the Supreme Court.
Ouch.
And how Citizens
yeah.
United and the more recent decision allows all this money into politics. You don't think these people inveigle themselves into the judicial process as well? Come on. I think you and I are both naive if we think some of the stuff the NSA is doing isn't going to Google or to Apple or Microsoft or who knows who.
The interesting thing that when it goes with this, Doug, Google and Microsoft probably have more information than the NSA does. I really think that.
Okay, so then under the circumstances, maybe there's somebody else who's been here, but I'm so cynical about this. I'm so sick of it.
I don't discount you. I disagree, but I certainly don't discount it.
Yeah.
And I think taking it back to the connection between money and government, which has mm-hmm. totally been disrupted with recent Supreme Court decisions, it does strengthen your argument.
All right, 60 seconds on the NFL painkiller suit, number 9 this week on the countdown story list.
This is going to be huge. You know, this is the kind of thing that it's like the tip of the iceberg that we saw at first when we had the issues with concussions. This is going to be big and perhaps even bigger because it deals with more people. I spoke with an NFL player from 30 years ago, and they were talking about the way they treated the players. This is going to be huge, and I think it's really legitimate, and I hope they do expose some real hypocrisy within the NFL.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the hypocrisy is all over the place, and it's been pointed out when you get to the Sterling case, Mark Cuban and some of the comments he made this week. There's such hypocrisy everywhere. Whether you can adjudicate that, it remains to be seen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law, check out his website to help you out, to help you avoid scams. It's called Scamicide.com, Scamicide.com. He provides it as a service to people who are worried about all kinds of things, especially seniors. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Stephan. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.